It's time for this afternoon's postgame coaches interview presented by Bearings. And, Coach, this game today obviously facing some adversity, but never underestimate a team facing adversity. And from the tip, you guys were able to control the tempo and pace of this basketball game.
It kind of shows you the culture of today that when you're making shots, great things happen. It translates to terrific transition defense. It translates to very good half-court defense. And for us to hold a great St. Louis team to 58 points, I mean, they're a great St. Louis team. And they had 58 points. And one of our objectives was transition defense. And when you're taking the ball through the net, it slows down the transition. And we were kind of on target today with our threes. I think that Michael and Luca and Lee in particular, they were just spot on, getting great looks. I think we had a lot of screen assists. I think we had a lot of cut assists. So the defense was superb, but the defense was a product of great offense.
And when you look at the offense early, you mentioned those guys. Lee was really locked in, ready to go, finishes with 29 here today on a fantastic afternoon shooting the ball.
He shot it from inside the arc, he shot it from outside the arc, and he shot it from the foul line. I thought he was sensational as a rebounder, too. And as I said, this St. Louis team is superb. And when Yuri Collins gets in foul trouble, that's because we're attacking. When Gibson Jimerson only gets 8 points, that's because we're playing great defense. This is going to be a dangerous out for the rest of the year, whoever plays St. Louis, as they've been a dangerous out all year long.
I want you to speak to the play of Grant Huffman taking over the point guard duties here today. Just what he was able to do. We know how good he is defensively, but he was doing it everywhere.
His defense really set the tone for our defense. When you have your point guard, and I referenced this to Foster, and I referenced this to Grant and to Emery. You guys may remember the great Duke defense back in the early 90s that was the catalyst for that was Bobby Hurley. Bobby Hurley set the tone for Duke's defense. Now, of course, he had some guys behind him, but I think we've got some guys behind our point guard. Luca, Sam, they're two big, burly guys. And with the length that Michael has and the length that Lee has, we shut down a lot of lanes. So I thought Grant really did a great job in not just playing defense and setting the tone for our defense, but the catalyst for our offense. For us to score 79 points, someone had to get that ball up the court. And this team pressed us for maybe 60% of the game. I don't believe that we had any issues with the pressure, and tribute that to Grant.
Emery Lanier, how critical the minutes he played today. I think the best in a significant game since he's been in a Wildcat uniform.
Correct. He made that great layup. I wish he had that three go down. It was right there, and had that three go down, boy, he'd be dancing in the locker room right now. But he gave us great minutes off the bench, and I think that's just it's such a positive because he's not played a lot, but he's kept himself ready. And he and I have had discussions about being ready, and this is the second time where he's been called into service, and he's been ready each time.
How significant were the couple guys that get extra time today in this stretch run to see action like this?
Well, I think Des Watson gave us a great lift with a three, gave us a great lift with his screening action, gave us a great lift handling the ball against pressure, but he also got some rebounds for us. And, you know, he understands, he's really understanding how he can help the team with cutting, with screening, with making the extra pass, and with rebounding and defense. And, again, it's exhilarating for a coach to see a guy go through that process and accept it and embrace it and then go execute it.
And rebounding, obviously one of those critical phases in every game. St. Louis was the best in the A-10 coming in. He finished at +5 on the boards. Is that just a result of focused energy for 40 minutes?
Well, we challenged the guards to go in and get rebounds, and I think the guards did a terrific job. Grant had 6, and Michael had 5, and Lee had 4, and Emery had 2, and Dez had 3. So the guards contributed significantly, and if you're going to allow St. Louis to get into the paint to get the rebounds, the ball's going to be tipped up. We call them soccer rebounds. It's like a shot on a goal in soccer, and it bounces around the net, and it miraculously goes in. Well, they got one of those soccer rebounds in the first half, bounced out of Sam's hands, 22, put it back in, and our guards sunk from that point on and understood soccer rebounds, we're getting them.
Finally, Coach, what was your message to the guys in the locker room following this win? if you can share it with us.
I didn't read poetry, and, I was very calm and reserved.
Well, Coach, I'll take you at your word. Thank you for your time. Congratulations on a big win here this afternoon.
Thank you.
Coach McKillop's comments presented by Barings, a global financial services firm with local roots. Barings is passionate about supporting the communities where its associates work and live and is proud to partner with Davidson College on initiatives ranging from research and mentorship to community engagement. Learn more. Visit Barings.com.